There's good news happening all the time in Chicago. I love reporting on that good news. And for that good news, we go to the Piggery in Wrigleyville. Ken Popsich is here. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how are you doing, Steve?
I'm good. I don't hear yelling and screaming in the background.
I literally went down into the basement because we are just rocking right now. So
I am glad. So, you know, people are coming out. I mean, the Bears game, to actually be there now must be an experience, because the Bears haven't had anyone at Soldier Field for about a year. But that means you have been slowly, gradually bringing people back. Is it crazy there today?
Well, fortunately for us, we have a huge outdoor dining facility, and we seat over 100 in what used to be our parking lot that is now tented up, and we have TVs out there, and we have the rooftop deck that it seats about 70, and we have a few people on the inside, but most people all want to stay outside, and they are just in droves today. They want to watch this Bear game. It's such a beautiful day.
Is this like a record for you, do you think?
This is I got to tell you, since the opening of the reopening, I should say,
yeah,
we have just been rocking right now, because people want to be outside. We have that ability to seat them and make them feel comfortable.
Okay, so for those who don't know about the Piggery, you clearly are not focused on vegetarian food, although it turns out you have some of that, but the Piggery is all about ribs and more.
Ribs and pulled pork. That's what we're all about. Ribs and pulled pork. We also we open for breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. We have bottomless mimosas, and our breakfast has been just tremendous as well. So surprisingly, we're just not about pork either. So we have vegetarian dishes, but we also have pork and hamburgers. So we pretty much cover the gamut.
You know, I don't want to call you a sports bar, because that implies that it's just bar food. And, you know, your ribs are among the best in Chicago, in my opinion, which in this particular case I do respect. So they're really good ribs. And it's pretty good food, actually. So at the same time, if there's a sports event on, indoors or out, you're showing that sports event for sure, the Chicago Bears, for sure other football games, right?
That's correct. We have the NFL package. We offer all the NFL games and baseball games. We have the NBA package as well, so, and NHL. So we do have all the packages, but I like to say a cut above the other restaurant bars in the area, because we make everything from scratch, everything. So we're really proud of that fact. And I have to tell you, it really shows, because people just keep coming back. And our to-go business has been tremendous. People have been supporting us for the whole time we've been closed down. So it's been great. It's been unbelievable.
Well, yeah. Do you feel that community support, by the way? I mean, when everything closed down and shut down, at that point in time, I was thrilled to have restaurants on the air, because I wanted to promote restaurants. And my wife and I would go to as many restaurants as we could that we felt safe at, sometimes wearing three layers and sitting outside just to do it. But we did. Did you find that people were supporting?
Tremendously. Tremendously. People would come in and buy gift cards not using them at this time, but to offer money to the restaurant, offering gift and buying gift cards from us. The people have been tremendous. So our customers and the people of Chicago have been tremendous in helping save the restaurant industry, because without them, we would not have survived. We would not have.
I know
100%. I will say this. I'm 100% agreed with the decisions the governor and the mayor did, because we had to, because people were dying.
Yeah.
And we survived it. Unfortunately, a lot of my friends who own restaurants did not, but we made through it. I don't know how we did it, by just working hard.
Are you having the same staffing problems that restaurants often?
Yeah, of course. Staffing problems and product problems.
Hmm.
We sell a lot of tacos. I don't know if you've heard this, but there is a tortilla shortage right now, tremendous tortilla shortage in the city of Chicago. I can't find tortillas. I'm scrambling to find tortillas to make tacos. And we make our own nacho chips, so looking for the nachos. So I can't begin to tell you. From ketchup to pork to hamburger, the shortages have been chicken wings. Oh my God, it's been crazy, absolutely nuts. Because the manufacturers, the processors, don't have staff to take care of that. So they're running short just based on staff.
Well, it's not for me to say what our newsroom delivers as the lead story, but I think we've got it here, a tortilla shortage. I had no idea, really.
Yeah, there's a huge tortilla shortage right now. People are waiting in line at the manufacturing center of El Milagro just to get tortillas because they're not coming to the stores. It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, I don't think most people know about the product shortages necessarily. Or
all the time.
Yeah, news is trickling out about that. Where are you located at, and what's your website?
Yeah, the piggery is located at 1625 West Irving Park Road in Chicago,
which
is right at the corner of Ashland and Irving Park.
Yep, near Wrigley Field.
And we've been here for 11 years now, and we consider a very family-friendly. We have very dog-friendly facility. We allow people to bring their animals and their children. Don't even feel questioned about it. It's just tremendous.
Yeah, to be clear, the dogs, of course, have to sit outside. Thank you so much. I'm glad we caught up with you. The website lists special events and activities often associated with sports events that you have. Many, many, many of those all on the website. From the piggery, Ken Popsich, thank you so much.
Steve, have a good, God bless you, bud. Thank you.
Thank you.